This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
You know. You know, the wheels are going to come off right now, and I'll tell you why.
I'm very nervous about this show, whether we can do it.
Really?
We call him Elmer. He's the glue that holds the show together.
It's really not possible to do a show without him.
Hi, Joe!
Where is Elmer?
He just couldn't make it on time, Buzz.
Yeah.
So are we going to do the same thing that we did when I was late the other day?
Oh, no, Mike. Oh, no.
No?
Heavens, no.
Oh, no.
Heavens, no.
No.
Hello, left, right. Left, right. Left, right. Right, left. Do I have a button that makes it go from one side to the other side?
Are you talking about the balance of your headphones?
In my headphones.
They sound louder to me today.
They do sound louder.
They sound amazingly louder. Has somebody been in fiddling?
Sounds louder in the left side than in the right side.
Has someone been in here?
Someone been diddling our toys?
Doing stuff?
Fiddling? No, touching really. Our stuff?
I know my pewter had been messed with.
Really?
I know that.
But it had been improved.
Not really. Sorry.
No.
Yes. But, I mean, you know the deal where you have to sign it on? It means somebody was here after we all left last night.
Maybe that's why Joe is not here now.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Saboteur?
What? Do I want to call him?
Yeah.
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Yes, I'm quite sure.
Joe.
Are you quite sure?
Has he contacted anybody?
Yes, I have been in touch with him.
Oh, good.
What did he have to say?
Traffic is creeping along.
It was.
Let me just start by saying, if you see K Mart, you know savings are ahead.
That's right.
Thank you.
That's a new variation.
Yeah. Thought of it on my way in on the drive today, Mike.
It's fresh.
When you were getting here on time?
Not an off switch on this noggin.
That's right, never.
Hey, let's kick off our Friday weekend with a couple of old favorites of ours. Beatrice Arthur and Rock Hudson. Rock Hudson, of course, was a gay movie star.
Yes.
And Beatrice Arthur was a transsexual. And here they are.
Beloved.
This was sent in by one of our loyal listeners to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Okay.
It's a song that pretty much summarizes the way I think we all feel, even though the song is approximately 35 years old.
I can't wait to hear it.
Let's rock on a weekend.
Yeah.
And again, it's the lyrics, cats.
For some it's grass.
For some it's folk.
For some it's powder.
For some it's smoke.
Everybody today is turning on.
Turn it on.
Turn it on.
For some it's dust. For some it's weed.
For some it's acid. For some it's weed.
Everybody today is turning on.
I wish Joe was here for this.
Oh, he'd love it.
Time was when if a fella felt depressed, he simply got it off his chest by calling on a preacher,
talking to his teacher,
open up a half a buck to see a double feature.
But now it's pills, and now it's pot, and now it's poppers, and God knows what.
Poppers.
And your cares are gone.
Oh, it's timeless, isn't it?
Everybody today is turning on. Life it must have been.
Maybe.
When smoke was Lucky's and high was gin.
Oh, yeah.
One pink lady and how it turned them on.
I smell you.
Junk was trash. Speed was swift. Glue was pasted instead of sniff.
You can eat an old shoe if you want to.
It turned them on.
Hey, Rock.
Those days, whenever folks were feeling low, they
turn it on.
Rock.
Could get a glow.
Talking to Mr. Hudson?
Yeah. I'm going to tell him to take care of himself.
Be careful. I bet they're dancing, too.
Sure. They're dancing and they're doing drugs.
Yes.
Everybody is turning on.
They both have a big fatty in their hands.
Those were the
Everybody's turning on.
I think B. Arthur outsang him.
Wait, I think she
you,
always...
You could hear her.
You can always hear her.
I know she had the larger penis.
She did. She did. It was beautiful. And a long sweater vest.
And thank you, Rob.
Yes.
Rock Hudson didn't have many friends, but he had neighbors of the ass.
Bravo.
Thank you, Rob.
The old jokes are the best jokes.
All right, now, on with the rest of this junk.
Wildcard caller in New York. Welcome to Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Good evening.
Yes.
I'd like to ask you a question along similar lines as the previous caller. I think it's a little bit of an arrogant presumption on your part. When it comes to the relationship between quantum mechanics and the theories behind ass play, and for you to just say that the only intelligent life is on this planet, or that there is, in fact, intelligent life on this planet, proves that you have not paid close attention to the callers of the Don and Mike show. And my question is, where's your crap detector now, see? Right.
Yes, every once in a while we'll get one of those that come through.
Every once in a while.
Thank you.
Is from New York City. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Speaking of the best of America as a lifelong Democrat, I have to say that the best of the best comes from the Don and Mike show.
Philadelphia, Democrat. Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Don and Mike.
All right, thanks. And our next call comes from Greenwich, Connecticut, Republican.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have to say that the worst thing in America today are special interest groups that are outrageous and have time to protest. How do these people have time to protest, first of all, if they hold jobs? And second of all, why are they not listening to the Don and Mike show?
Thought you were sincere there for a minute.
Dude.
Hello? Turn off your radios, please. Please turn off your radios. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay. Let me turn my radio?
Yes.
Let me turn this down.
Turn.
There we go.
Yes.
Is that more gooder?
That's better.
Great. I have a question for your guest. I wanted to know about his collaboration with... He was a professor emeritus of humanities at Yale University, Dr. Robert Spiewak, Ph.D., who's an authority in V-neck pants and Korean restaurants. And I wanted to know what his opinion of Hugh Hamilton's vagina was.
Oh. There's always one in the crowd.
Oh, yes. You know, that's what makes it such an interesting thing.
Yeah. The price of my radio.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you? Not the same hue.
The price of live radio.
Wow.
It is a shame. It is a disgrace. It is embarrassing.
Tell me about it.
What are you doing over there, Regis?
You know, Gelman loves that, though, when you inject the meat. He loves injecting the meat.
And, you know, I think Regis can get into being like the surgeon today.
Yeah. Mm. I'd like to inject Gelman, but anyway.
Wow, there it is.
Wow. I like rape.
How much, Regis? Really?
No, I must tell you something. I think over the years I've lost about 6.5 inches.
You're making me sick.
Jack Gelman.
Hi there.
Don and Mike, Gelman, get your shine box.
What glorious goo.
All right. Hi, Barris.
Everybody can suck it.
Uh-oh, Dongo!
Uh-oh. Is everybody happy?
Your Paul Harvey fart.
Paul Harvey, news and comment.
And now, page 4, Smart Balance is celebrating its 10th anniversary. And Chicken the Laser Good Egg has a perfect right to cackle.
Yeah.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
This is about our colons.
Can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You know I detest the radio.
Yes, I know.
Turn that off immediately.
I webbed you. That means you got the apartment.
What? Stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
Here's that.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
Everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi there. Welcome back.
Welcome back to
Welcome.
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 It's a funny show.
The show's going to be funny.
Yeah. Oh, hi, little brains. We're little brains like you. This is the Donna Mike Show, and it's a Stinkin' Friday.
Yay.
Phone number, same as it was yesterday, is 877-365-3636. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Donna and Mike, hello from Iowa.
Hi there, what's up?
Where idiots actually do wander around.
Where idiots wander around?
Iowa. Idiots out wandering around. Yes, it's true. I'm here to see it for myself.
I-O-W-A, gotcha.
Very good.
Your stream has run dry.
What?
You mean you're listening to us on the stream?
I have no choice. It's the only way we get you here.
Well, aren't we on in Iowa?
Yeah, I was a little ticked off.
Are we on one radio station that covers the entire state of Iowa?
Iowa City, aren't we?
And then some.
Yeah, but I'm down south. We had you on the local KCPS.
Uh-huh.
And they had to, unfortunately, I had to let you go.
I know. We are like the bad juvie kid from the adoption center.
Foster
no kid. No station really wants us.
Iowa.
I raised hell with the owner of that station, but what can you do?
All right. Well,
and now something's wrong with our stream.
The stream is not streaming.
The stream ain't streaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt a little sluggish today.
We'll try to drink more.
There's islands in it. There's islands in our stream.
What a great song it was. Seven and a half. What a great song it was.
Oh. You know, this still sounds to me heavy in the left channel.
Huh.
And even when I look at the lights on the board
that
indicate the volume levels,
mm-hmm.
It's hotter in the left channel than in the right channel.
Now, it just seems louder to me. I'm not hearing any discrepancy between the left and the right. Hmm.
I don't know. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, radio guys.
Were you talking almost like nicotine there? It was like, I don't know.
I was actually... for your benefit and everyone's benefit, I was swallowing a burp.
I thought you stifled.
Well done.
A little belch there.
Thank you.
I thank you.
Well, it's Friday, and yesterday you ragged about my breath when you were sodomizing me.
Yes. Well, it was fresh today before the show.
I know. And
it was just yummy.
When's it my turn? When's it my turn, Mike?
Yeah. Well, you know, I thought you enjoyed the wheelbarrow today. I really thought you enjoyed that position.
You know I don't like that.
All right, we won't
you
do
know.
It again. We won't do it again.
You know.
Thank you for humoring me. It was
hello.
Wonderful.
Don and Mike Show. Anything for a good show.
That's right.
Hey, radio gods.
Anything to put Mike in a good mood before the show.
That's all that matters, and I really respect the fact that you give yourself up for the good of the show.
You know, I didn't even get off, though, today.
You didn't?
You don't care about my needs at all, do you?
You know, we were kind of up against the clock, and I did kind of leave. I didn't kind of leave. I shouldn't say that. I left.
You walked.
As soon as I was finished.
You walked, as you always do.
As soon as I was... Yeah, but normally, you know, there's joy on both ends.
Well, I was sitting there going, is no one going to take care of me?
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. This is disgusting. I just grossed myself out.
You dropped the wheelbarrow.
I really did I just dropped my own wheelbarrow there.
Ew.
I just really, I was sitting there and we're having this this silly discussion and then I pictured it.
Uh-huh.
And that was the big mistake.
You say it's silly.
As soon as you went on that whole thing about not being satisfied.
I say it's factual.
What did you say? How did you put it? Nobody helped me? Oh, God. Uh-huh. I'm sorry.
I didn't get to finish.
Right.
Oh, you did.
Oh, God. That is bad.
As always.
Oh, man.
As always, Mike.
Oh, yes. Selfish me.
Be a giving lover.
Stop. Stop it. Stop it. And plus, as you rammed me into the wall continuously, you know, my head going against the wall. Boom. How many days till my birthday, bitch?
I thought you'd like that. I'm sorry. You,
I didn't.
You used to.
You used to let me fight back.
This is nasty. I'm getting the heebie-jeebies.
You're the one that tied me up to the chair.
Should have thought of that.
Just your wrists. That's all. So you would stop that nonstop flailing you'd like to do so much. Gets distracting.
I tell you what, one of these days, you're going to forget to cut your nails. And I'm going to get some DNA.
And you're going to use it against me in court?
Or let me turn that around. One of these days, I'm going to let my nails grow out.
Please.
So I'm going to get your DNA
I'll take my chances.
Under my fingernails.
I'll take my chances if you agree to do that. I like the pleasure and the pain.
I call it evidence, Mike.
I'd love to look like John Daly on the golf course.
Hello.
Did you hear about that one?
I hear I saw it.
You saw him with the blood dripping down?
Yeah. He alleges that his soon-to-be ex-wife, hold on there a second, attacked him with a fork and a knife.
Wow.
I also heard that he did it to himself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's one theory that's going around is that if you look at the cuts on his face, which almost look like a tiger paw had come up,
right.
And almost like in the movies, done the exact, you know, when you get four tracks going right down a guy's face, on both sides of his face, it looks like he just stood there while someone took a knife, or rather in this case a fork, and just scraped his face.
He's got some issues.
And where did I hear
Didn't they lock her up, though? Didn't they take her away for battery?
I don't know.
It's not this tournament. Rob, was it the last week's tournament?
I think so.
I think it was last week's tournament.
John Daly.
John Daly, who has some personal problems, some demons that he's battling, and allegedly he was battling a two-legged demon. His wife, I think.
Wife Haley.
Boy, can I relate to her position.
I'm
with the
downtrodden.
I'm with the John Daly of radio.
But you know something, if we're on Cops and you call,
I'm the wife.
You know that you're as soon as the cruiser gets here.
I say I don't care what he's done to the officer.
Right.
Don't take him away.
But now we understand the scratches on Mike's face.
Mm-hmm.
And his back.
Only when he gets really mad.
No,
when it's on my back, that means he's really happy. What am I doing? I'm doing something that's grossing me out. But I just can't stop.
I know.
Don, I can't stop entertaining. I can't say thank you, Rob.
All right, Mike, I'll say it. I'll say it. You didn't let me Peter North you.
Oh, God. Peter North, you win again. That's
winner.
The second day in a row that you've gotten Peter North at the beginning of the broadcast.
That's the best way.
You win.
Get him right away.
Get him first.
Get him early.
You got to get him once in the beginning, once in the middle, and most importantly, at the end.
Good old Peter.
Big finish.
P.N.
Can't go wrong with Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know I'm 23, under your demographic. Been listening a long time.
No, you're not, friend. Our demographic is from the womb to the tomb.
That's okay. Right. Everybody gets to listen.
Anyway, what's up? But thank you for listening.
Hey, no problem. I just want to call first off and say my mom is from Whoreville. I just want to get that right out there.
Well, you got it wrong because it's Whoreville.
Whoreville.
Yes.
Right. Either way, there you go. I just did that.
Your mom's a whore. Okay. What else,
right
son?
On.
What up?
Hey,
right on.
When are you guys going to Sirius or Satellite, man? You guys have any interest in that at all?
On Monday.
Sweet.
On Monday.
Sweet. What channel are you going to be on?
Channel 585.
Ooh, yeah, that's not an actual channel.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, they're actually freeing up the space for us.
On Monday.
Adding new channels.
This is our last show on regular radio.
Oh.
They're going to skip right through the 200s and 300s and 400s. What's so funny?
It's just the fact that you're making up your own numbers and just dancing.
No, we're not doing that.
Be on channel 585.
It's crazy.
Yeah, definitely made up your own number there.
No. Why making up something would be your mother's from Whoreville in Slutsylvania.
Well, I mean, I already gave you that.
Right.
All right, listen. Okay, so we don't know the channel number, but we are going to Satellite Radio on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the fact that I said, you know, long time listener didn't mean anything to you. I do listen. I know that you're not.
Hey, hold on, pal.
Hey, right.
What's your problem?
Right up front, we said thank you for listening.
We did.
You said you're not the demo. I qualified that by saying everyone's welcome. You busted us. We didn't know what channel we're going to, but you're right. We're leaving. It's our last show today before we go to Satellite.
And now it seems to be getting ugly, and we want to know what's wrong.
I don't want it to get ugly, man.
Good. I don't either. Let's remain friends.
Okay.
Then please follow us. Follow us to Prime Star.
We don't know the number, but
follow us to Super. Follow us to Super TV.
Super TV. We're not going to be on XM or Sirius. We're going to be on Super TV.
Super TV.
Yeah. Well, when you get through all of the adult channels, there will be a it's a test pattern, and the audio will be our show.
You have to have a UHF TV though.
Right.
And you get
rabbit ears.
And you get the special box.
Right.
Your converter box.
Right. We only. For the first month, they said, we will only be received on black and white televisions.
Will it come static free?
Yes.
No.
Fantastic.
I thought they said they fixed that.
Mike, we're on UHF TV.
Oh, yeah.
We're on UHF TV using a format, Super TV, that was used approximately 25 years ago.
But it's nothing you can't fix with a little aluminum foil.
Amen.
Right. It'll take off.
We are awaiting the greener pastures that Super TV allow us.
And none of this push-button stuff for changing the channels. You have to have a dial.
Don't you guys ever wish for the freedom to tell your sodomy stories and get explicit?
Well,
get really into it?
Son, that is why I want you to do a Google search on something called Super TV. You think I'm pulling at your Marky Mark jeans.
Right now it's
Whoa. I have not yet said yo to any of y'all.
You know, right now we're mostly heard in apartment buildings. There he goes with that laugh again. Trying to tell him where we're going. TV.
Hey, Buzz, why don't you Google Super TV?
There is such a thing. I'm waiting for the page to load right now.
Of course there is. It's our new home. We're going there Monday, for God's sakes.
Locally, it was on Channel 54 at night, right?
Your Super TV will come in better if you have a power antenna.
Oh, the super antenna. Oh,
the super antenna.
Right.
Yes.
Well, how do you attach a super antenna to your automobile?
Exactly.
Well, you can. The thing is, with Super TV, you can only hear us on TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you won't be able to hear us on regular radio.
Unless you strap the UHF TV to the top of your car.
But the guys at Super TV, the executives told us most people don't listen to radio in their car.
So we get snow and we get audio and we only get it at home.
Yes.
There are some pictures.
Again, here's the thing, as you mentioned.
Slides.
We appreciate the fact that you, a 23-year-old, you're listening.
Yeah.
The medium that we're going to be broadcasting from starting on Monday was made popular 2 years longer than that, before you were even born.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
In the late 1970s, early 80s.
Right.
It was breaking all kinds of barriers called Super TV. Mm-hmm. And we're proud that they've signed us to a series of one-week contracts.
I'm still kind of unsure of the year. Was it before or after Thriller?
Before.
It was pre-Thriller.
But the good news is, if you disconnect the antenna portion of the Super TV system, you can use it as a pasta catcher.
Pasta catcher?
Yeah, you know.
That'd be slightly unsanitary?
No, I mean, not if you wash it.
If you do it right.
Did anything come up in that Google search, Buzz?
The page is still loading because everyone wants to see Super TV.
Super TV.
Everyone wants to see our brand new satellite home. All right, well, this has been a lot of fun, Chris. I can't tell you,
Mike.
It's been so much fun.
Appreciate you guys talking with me.
You have yourself a fabulous weekend.
Thanks for the
call.
You
guys as well.
See you on satellite on Monday.
Tune in Monday.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Big
show. I really don't believe that I have ever been more excited.
Rightly so.
Yeah, I mean, Monday's a whole new bag.
I don't know which road we just went down which was more dangerous, the entire sodomy road or the fact that now we're talking about something that probably literally 80% of the people listening have no freaking idea what it is. Way back in time, before there was something called HBO.
You had it, right? Did you have the super antenna?
Frida and I had it when we lived in Los Angeles in 1980.
That's about the time I had it.
1981, I take it back. The year we were married, 81.
I had it at the Willow Lake Apartments, and they had porn.
That's the only reason I got it.
Right.
It was a thing that you got that unscrambled a signal that came on a UHF TV station that had gone out of business. And at 7 o'clock at night, if you had the descrambler box, you could turn to the channel and see very softcore porn.
Very softcore.
If you did not have the descrambler box, you could get the audio, which was not explicit, and you could get squiggly half pictures.
That's right.
Yeah.
So if you didn't have Super TV, you could still turn on channel 58, whatever it was.
And wasn't it more money for the porn?
Yeah,
they knew it even back then. I think.
Of course.
I think, wasn't that the only come on? Because I don't think they had, pardon the pun, I don't think they ran regular movies, did they?
They did, actually. They did have regular movies. They showed Poltergeist on Golden Pond, Diner, and Halloween 3, just to name a few.
Somebody found the web page.
That web page is still loading. I'm just doing other research here, and I see it was on the air. Super TV was on the air from 1981 till 1986. It lasted 5 years and then it died.
I didn't know it lasted that long.
Well, it just barely.
And they had X-rated movies, too?
Yes, they did. Yeah, I remember. We had it in Chicago as well.
That's what I remember about Super TV.
Really, the whole thing was the porn.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always been about the porn.
And because it was, at least where I lived in Los Angeles, it was such a bad UHF station that had gone out of business, we literally had to put the antenna out on our balcony to get the signal, and it was this big-ass thing.
That may have been the standard way to do it, though, because I did that also. I put the antenna. It had to go out. You couldn't get any reception by keeping your Super TV antenna.
This big-ass thing that said Super TV.
And it was long. It was long. It looked like the bill of a swordfish.
Uh-huh.
That's really what it looked like.
And you would sit there
sawfish.
You would sit there like an idiot and go, oh, my God, we're getting porno or we're getting a movie, and it's coming over our TV.
And I think that when I stopped paying for it, I, too, would go to see the channel with the porn that had been scrambled.
The squiggly line, yeah.
How
yeah.
desperate was that?
Hey, come on, we
but
were
there was a
there.
Turn-on about it, too, because you'd see, you know, if you got it just right, if you tuned it just right, you could almost be viewing the porn.
And this was before you could do anything, of course, like stop the video and capture it. Mm-hmm. So if you sat there for maybe a half hour,
right,
you might actually get maybe 2 minutes of actual porno content.
It was right around the same time as Betamax.
Yes.
It was right beta, and I remember the very first VCR that I got was a Betamax VCR, and the two movies that I rented, I swear to God, were On Golden Pond and Debbie Does Dallas.
And that was the time, yeah. And that's what sold VCRs.
And the only reason I got On Golden Pond was to soften the purchase of Debbie Does Dallas. But it was amazing. And then Beta was, you know, around for right about the same amount of time, right?
I think so. I'd have to check.
81 to 86, it sounds like. I mean, that's when it started fading out.
Let's see. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello. What's up?
Hey, I was just saying, you know, everybody forgets about that. I'm 39. I remember the date. I was standing there with that antenna in one hand and my junk in the other trying to get a picture.
Oh, dear.
11 o'clock, chicka-chicka-bow-wow.
Yeah, it was 11. I think it was 11 o'clock. The porn didn't come on at 7 o'clock. It came on at 11 o'clock.
Maybe Buzz is right about that, too, because I do remember 7, though.
Yeah.
Maybe that's when, like, the regular movies
came on.
Right.
Yeah, that Super TV started at 7 o'clock.
Super TV.
Every night you could watch Diner.
I was doing a morning show, too, at that point, so I used to hate the fact that you had to wait till 11 o'clock for the porn.
For your porn.
But I would.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. How you guys doing?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, this is Dave down at the beach. I was part of the original startup group with the Super TV, and I have a whole batch of boxes of the upgrade kits with the antennas and all for them. For all these people that want to follow you over to Super TV, I'm willing to offer them to them. If they want to come to my website, I'll just give them away. Just get them out of my garage.
I'd love to have them just to have them around the station, just to have some classic junk around here.
You know, it would be great, though. How many do you have?
Oh, God, I mean, a couple of grows.
Really? You know what would be great is if we just gave them away. Like, as a regular prize to our listeners.
Congratulations, you've won Super TV.
You've won Super TV.
That the box and the antenna that you've got?
I have it. I have the box and the antenna. I have a whole box. You
and
know,
what is
I'd be willing. I'll ship you some up.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
You'd be a pal, Dave. You'd be Dave from the beach. You'd be a buddy.
That would be great.
I can do that. Being as I know that you vacation down in this area, too, I'd be happy to do it.
That would be so much fun to get a winner on the show and go, hey, you've won a Super TV. A brand-new Super TV system. Do they have any, like, promotional materials with them?
You know, we could find that on the Internet.
Yeah, we can get that on the Internet.
I'm sure we can find whatever cutting-edge copy they had written in 1981.
Right?
That's Super
great.
TV.
I love that.
All right, hold on there.
It has the classic pictures and all, too. Sure. All right.
Hold on, David the Shore. Hold on. He's on line 4.
Wonderful.
Super TV.
Is Joe here yet?
No, he's not.
Whoa.
Matt's taking care of it.
Joe's not here. Okay, well, Joe can't answer the phone then.
I guess not.
Wow, wowzy woozy.
Do you want to call him?
No.
Okay.
No,
I hope he's all right.
I want Matt. Hey, Matt, pull up Matt. Please get off the telephone and come on in here for a second, if you got a moment. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Hi. Hello, this is Hugh Hamilton here on Talkback Live.
Hugh
Bye.
Hamilton. Bye-bye. Here is Matt the Pollock, our intern. Hey, Matt.
Howdy.
You're going to be going to the Gay Pride Parade in Baltimore this weekend.
Yes, sir.
With a microphone after your bang-up job at the Gay Pride D.C. Parade last weekend. And I understand that you went shopping today.
Oh, yes, I did.
And you went out and you and Uncle John Norman bought 3 brand-new outfits for Mike and I to look at.
Beautiful, all of them.
Uncle John Norman said he had a fabulous time doing this with you.
Yeah, a lot more so than I did.
his joy was your pain. That's exactly what it was.
Would you bring in the three outfits, please?
Yeah, is he gonna try them on first?
We're gonna pick the one that we like the best and let him model it for us.
Okay. Well, I would love to see him in all three, though.
You really have to see him model.
All right. Well, then it will have to be a fashion show that continues throughout the show today.
Absolutely. Well, why don't we just pick the outfit we want to see him in first?
Yeah.
And then, throughout the show, he's going to be popping in with various outfits.
Because the thought is that he's going to be going to Baltimore to cover the Gay Pride Parade, and we're dressing him up like a smart Secret Service woman. Uh-huh. A business suit is what we had requested.
That was the first thought, yes. I think they picked
up. Let's see the first outfit. Now, pull them out in order, the ones that you like the most.
I haven't gone through that much detail with them. They all kind of suck the same.
Come on, Matt. Come on.
And by suck, he means wonderful.
The dress.
Wonderful.
All right.
I don't like that.
What is that, Mike?
I don't like that. Show that to Mr. Geronimo, please.
Simple black dress.
I don't like that.
You're right. That's an elegant dress.
It's elegant. I mean, I want to see you in it later, but I don't like it.
Maybe we specifically requested a business suit.
Maybe dinner that evening.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, spaghetti straps.
I like that one a lot better. Yeah.
That certainly is more relaxed than I had in mind.
Was looking for a bit more formal look.
It's a nice sundress. It's very Sheryl Crow-ish.
Something.
It's backless, which is a plus.
It sure is.
That I like.
All right, hold on to that one. I like that one better than the other one.
Okay, let's see what he's got now.
Something fitted, or at least clingy, we hope.
And Matt, who are you wearing today?
Yanni Normand.
Really, what's on the label there? Who are you wearing?
That's my favorite.
That may be my favorite.
He goes for the dark colors.
That's a winner.
That is a beautiful
dress. That is not even a business type outfit, but that is a winner.
That is really, it might be. I want to see him in all three. I really do.
You know what? Hold on. Hold that one up and hold these spaghetti straps one up, too.
All right.
Two maroons and a black.
Oh, they all have straps.
You know, I can tell you went with Johnny Norman, though, because you definitely got his color scheme. You definitely got his muted tones.
Black and maroon.
Yeah, just the way he is.
Hold it. No, do it like a girl would. Hold them up in front of you.
You don't want to be too flashy.
Hold them up in front of you.
Oh, I think that might be.
And now say, does this make my ass look big?
Oh, that's lovely.
That is nice. I like that one.
I do, too.
I do, too. Go try that one on.
Yeah, put that one on first. Yep.
Be a loving. Go put that one on.
Try it on. Right away.
Chop, chop.
And that's what we'll have him wear at the Gay Pride Parade up in Baltimore tomorrow. Right.
Probably, yes.
One of those dresses.
One of those.
Oh, that's fantastic. And is he taking public transportation? Is he taking the subway?
He's hitching.
What could go wrong?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio Gods.
With a big sign, we'll suck for food.
Drive me.
Gas, grass, or ass. No one rides for free.
I'm 95.
Radio God.
Yeah, hey,
what the hell was that?
What's happening?
How do you do?
What was that sound?
How do you do?
That sound was the warning chime on a 3304 Ryobi four-color printing press, warning that it is about to begin running.
Gotcha. All right, welcome to the office. What's up, Dwight?
John Daly you were speaking about earlier, I just finished reading his book, and he claims that in one round of golf, he could consume 15 packages of peanut M&Ms.
Yes,
probably.
That's why he would be a great intern on this show. Matt could only eat like 10 Reese's peanut butter.
Oh, man.
Hold on, here he comes.
Nice. Oh, my.
That's good. A good one. Turn around.
Do a twirl.
Turn around.
That is.
I hate to be picky, but I do believe you have it on backwards.
No, I don't. The tag's on the other side.
Oh, no. He's got it on the right way, John.
Yeah, that's the right way, John.
This is a little cleavage peeker.
Yeah. Yeah, that's uh-huh. He knows too much about women's clothing.
That's a good dress.
That's lovely.
Get your picture taken for the website.
It is so perfect.
I don't know if I should
it fits
that.
So perfectly.
Look at him pose. You tell me he's not 100% a homo.
Oh, my God. That's the pose. Do that pose again. Do that pose, right, please. All right. One, two, three. Oh, God.
Is it flowing and coming?
You got, ladies and gentlemen, you have to go to the website today. Is that going to be up today, Johnny?
Hell yeah, I got
Put it on the front page.
Oh, God.
Minutes from now.
Take down that can of beer on the front page.
Wow.
Just put his picture.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry about the other dresses. I like that one.
Yeah, there's no need to try on the other ones.
We have a winner.
That's a winner.
That is the all-time winner.
You're beautiful in that.
There he goes.
Really? It's a good length on him, too.
That picture. So that's what they're going to get in Baltimore this weekend. Yeah.
And so you know what he was doing. He turned and looked over his left-hand shoulder at the camera and put a finger or two to his lips, and he pursed his lips and gave that pouty look.
Right. Yeah, with his kind of sticking his butt out at the same time.
And he's wearing his F me Adidas flip-flops.
Mm-hmm.
That just,
necklace that he's got.
Put him over the top.
Some tasteful pumps, probably.
Yeah. That boy's got some armpit hair, too. He could move to France and be a woman tomorrow.
And I think he's got at least an A cup, too. Like we all do. You know, he's got some, he needs a man's ear.
And, okay, I'm ready to be the gayest.
Yeah.
I noticed, no lie. Nippli erecti.
Yes. Yeah. When he pointed at his cleavage. What did he call it? The cleavage window or whatever?
Cleavage peaker.
Cleavage peaker.
It's exciting.
He had a name for it.
Very excited.
Wow.
I got a name for
his big, gigantic 50-cent piece nipples.
Oh, he's going to have a great time up in Baltimore this weekend.
Maybe too.
We'll get that right up on the website. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Donaldo E. Miguel.
Yeah, hola, hello.
Hey, you know, the scrambled soft core was great. I remember getting the audio, and then one day when I was a young man, I found myself, you know, acting up with myself, and I realized...
Oh, no, you see, that's the one word you can't say.
I can't?
Doorknob was okay.
Right.
You can't say the actual word for pleasuring yourself.
Isn't that terrible? But
that.
You can't.
A thousand apologies.
That's okay.
I thought it'd be okay.
So did we, but it isn't.
I can believe him 100%, though, because you would see the scrambled and you would think it was something totally different. Right. And really, it's the mind. It's the power of the mind.
So he said because he was watching a scrambled picture, only after he completed the job did he realize that he had been watching a doorknob.
More proof that the greatest erogenous zone is between the ears.
And your biggest. Your biggest sexual organs are brain.
It is. I mean, I remember that where you would sit there and it would come into focus and you go, oh, that's not even, they're not even naked.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Don was thinking about...
Don Skier, sir. Don Skier, you're actually speaking directly to him right now.
You sound so different. When you were in Los Angeles, you're thinking of on TV. That was in the Los Angeles area. Super TV was in the Baltimore, Washington area.
Right.
I believe it was
on TV as well.
I think it was the same thing. It was the same concept, just they called it something different out of the West Coast. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Exactly. Okay. Well, are you going to be on TV as well?
Yes, we are on
great.
TV. Super
yeah, it's the
TV.
Whole system. The
same,
whole system.
Same thing.
I better go get my antenna out.
They're the same product, so you can count on it.
Find that box.
On TV.
Good luck hearing us through the squiggles.
You know, it sounds like an LA thing too. They tried to, you know, make it a little more cool than Super TV.
It was on TV in Chicago as well.
Oh, really?
Hello,
yeah.
Don and Mike Show. Howdy,
Don and Mike.
Hi.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
I got a couple things. I heard today that on Monday on I don't know whether I can mention the network or not. There's a show going to be coming out at 9 o'clock called The Age of Love. And basically, it turns out a chicks versus cougars trying to pick up men.
You know, this is, it's going to, I don't know why you're so secretive, like you're on a talk show. Like, well, Dave, it's on a competing network.
Okay, well, it's on ABC.
No, it's on NBC.
I thought it was ABC.
NBC.
I am so positive it's on NBC.
Okay.
What's it called, The Age of Love?
The Age of Love. It comes on at 9 o'clock.
It looks to me to be the next biggest piece of stool on TV.
Well, I don't know.
No, seriously. They're doing it just to piss women off. It doesn't even look like it's going to be good.
What is it, old women and younger women compete for a guy's affection?
Yeah, it's not even going to be like good, you know, treating women like objects like Joe Millionaire is. Mm. Because the whole thing is, can a hot woman who's 42 romance a guy when he's also got a hot woman who's 25 coming after him?
You have a point there, yeah.
They couldn't do it the other way. You couldn't have the guys do that. That would be, you know, that would be against the rules. For some reason, what is accepted by society would not sell on television.
And I've seen a couple of ads for it, and it just looks like it can't suck enough. It might as well be Last Comic Standing or the Inventor Show, or it might as well be the the stupid impressionist show.
I'm looking forward to the new one that's being developed by Trump, though. I'm already interested in that. The Ladies and Tramps one, where they take, you know. I mean, I just think that's sexist enough where it might play. Are you burned out on the genre?
Oh, my friend. Oh, yes. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Burned out.
I mean, I can't watch that America's Got Talent. I cannot watch that. Horrible. I literally
Good
get
for you.
That's really a horrible show.
Last night, I locked a couple of seconds with Pirate Wars.
Oh, how...
What are you doing?
Hey, did that have the guy from Survivor on it?
I don't know because
the big furry guy from Survivor. Or
I don't know because I started tasting vomit and I had to change the channel right away.
Haven't had a chance to look at that one.
God, it's
Pirate
awful.
Wars.
It's awful. And if you got a show like that that's so awful, don't put it in low def. At least put it in high def so the picture looks nice.
I'd like pretty. To meet the executives responsible for that because you know they were in a room going, man, this reality TV is hot and people love Pirates of the Caribbean. Uh-huh. Let's combine the two.
So I ended up like I did on many Thursday nights when my friends at CSI are telling a story that I've already heard before.
Mm-hmm.
I go right to the Tuttles. They never disappoint.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But that is such an awful time slot.
When are they? I don't even know when it's on.
The new Tuttles, the new ones, are on Thursday nights at 9 o'clock.
Ah, that is a horrible
which
time
slot. Which means it's on against CSI, Grey's Anatomy, and The Office.
Will they still be rebroadcasting the new ones in high def on that high def channel?
I think they are.
Okay.
But more and more of that show, and, you know, I'm gay for that show, have been for a long time. It's not even so much about them making bikes now.
No.
Now they just travel the world.
Right.
I just got done watching the one last night where they went to Australia.
Yeah.
To build
I didn't see that one.
To build a bike for tourism or something.
Right.
And it's really not so much about making a motorcycle. It's just them.
Experiencing kangaroos.
Yes, being themselves.
Right. Yeah, mooks.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Guys that really, if they hadn't been hit by the lucky stick, they would never be in Australia. You would never see them there. But and they're like, you know, Australians, they talk just like we do.
One of the few times I will criticize the Tuttles for doing something that I thought was rather blasé and passé.
Huh.
On the bike,
yeah,
they had like the big Ghostbusters sign,
right,
with a kangaroo in the middle of it.
Oh, really? that was their Australian tourism
like,
thing.
You know, yeah. Good day, mate. Oh. And when they had Nubby do the fenders,
yeah,
he had what's that crazy building that's by the water.
I know what
there?
You're talking about. Yeah. It's in Sydney. It's the Sydney Opera House.
Right. Okay, he put that on the back bumper and put like a stamp like you had gone through customs with your passport. And
so it's a crappy bike is what you're saying.
And here's
it's cheesy.
Here's the thing that I really didn't like. In the actual wheels, they put wooden boomerangs in the wheels.
I don't think that would be a very good look. It kind of looked like an old propeller.
It looked like crap, and Vinny was trying to tell Paulie Jr. that as soon as someone took this motorcycle like over 5 miles an hour,
right,
that these wooden boomerangs were going to fall out of the inlets that they had glued them into in the front and the back wheel.
Did they show that?
No. It ended with Paulie Jr. just saying that the glue was real strong and that he used this double-sided industrial-strength tape that had never let him down before.
So basically, if you put a certain amount of miles on the bike,
I guess so.
You know, that is. You remember what Jesse James said to us? You know, I make bikes you can actually ride.
Right. Uh-huh.
You remember he said that
well,
to us?
Every once in a while, you'll catch something on the Tuttle Show on American Chopper where they're talking about the bike, about making a bike, and someone will say, "Don't forget, you got to put turn signals on this thing."
Yeah,
we
yeah.
make these bikes all the time, and people they have to be street legal.
Right,
and then, like, three-quarters of the way through the episode, they're running out of time, and Paul Jr. will come by and go, you know what? Screw it. Take the turn signals off.
Right. Exactly.
Just take it off.
Their bikes, really, you know, when I watch American Chopper, you see those bikes that they're making, and really, if you spent any length of time on those bikes, it would occur to me that you might be paralyzed.
Yeah.
I mean, because they just don't look. They don't think they have any suspensions on them at all. You know, they look, you see them, they're always on a straightaway. You ever see them turn with their bikes?
No. Oh, you mean like the custom ones, not the ones
that
ones. Not the ones that they ride in real life.
No, not the ones they ride in real life, but the custom bikes, always kind of in a straight line. Never see them making a real sharp turn on those, you know. But that's not, you know, therefore, big corporations to put on display like so many choppers,
right.
You know, It's, I think, a short distance is what you're supposed to travel on.
Well, you know, we got to hit a break. So sorry we got to hit a break so we can talk to our good friend, Patton Oswalt.
Oh, the funniest man in the world.
Mr. Big Time he is. Oh, he's going to be in that Rat movie.
Good.
He's a big voice in the animated Rat movie.
Ratatouille.
That's it. So we'll talk to Patton in just a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.